Hello and welcome to this recording about the splenic inner authority. It is the inner authority which relates to spontaneity, which relates to this immediate, instinctive and or intuitive awareness in the now. That's a lot of words there. Spleen is about instincts and intuition. Gates 57 and 28 are intuitive gates. All the other ones are instinctive gates. Instinct is drawing upon the cellular memory to do that which ensures our survival. And spleen is all about health, survival, keeping us healthy, helping us to move from one healthy state to another. It's about well-being. It's about being spontaneous and spontaneously following these intuitive or instinctive hits that we receive in order to be healthy and to stay healthy. This is the animal awareness, as I like to say. This is where we become aware of things really in this way, which isn't related to thinking, doesn't have anything to do with feelings. It's just this immediate, intuitive or instinctive awareness in the now. So more about spleen also in the recording about the centers, where I speak about the spleen quite a lot. It's really about health. So if you have a splenic inner authority and you follow it, you know, you're going to be healthy. Anyways, if you have a defined spleen, it doesn't matter what is your inner authority. If you have a defined splenic center, that means you have a fixed way of staying healthy, which is really listening to what the intuition or instincts have to say. It's this silent voice, which typically speaks just once, doesn't repeat itself. And if one is really more lost in the mind, isn't so much paying attention to it, it's very easy to miss it. As Ra used to say, hospitals are full of people that are saying, I knew I shouldn't be doing that. It can be an authority for a projector or a manifestor, depending. A manifestor goes spontaneously ahead. It's about spontaneity and informs and initiates. A projector immediately, spontaneously recognizes, is aware whether the invitation is correct for them or not, whether the invitation is actually healthy for them or not. And really it's about this spontaneity and this immediate spontaneous adjustments to circumstances. Why is the spontaneity emphasized so much? Well, first of all, if you have this authority or even defined spleen and different other authority, it doesn't matter, you can have a sacral or a solar plexus inner authority. With the defined spleen, even though you have consistent access to instincts and intuition, they still don't speak to you all the time. They only speak to you when they're really needed, when it's important. When it's important, you get the intuitive hit, you get the instinct. For example, somebody's throwing sand at your face and the instinct is you close your eyes immediately. That only happens when it's needed. It doesn't, you know, this voice of instinct and intuition doesn't talk to you all the time. So on the everyday level, it's really about allowing yourself to be spontaneous, to do things spontaneously, which is also, you know, important to say that just because you think about something and you do it straight away, it's not healthy spontaneity. It's doing things based on your mind. What is the healthy spontaneity? Well, for the projector, it's a spontaneity that happening within the invitation. For a manifestor, it's a spontaneity that happens within the surge of energy that takes them ahead and makes them initiate. It's not because we want to do something. It's this healthy and correct spontaneity, which is such a big keynote for the splenic inner authority in your everyday life. And then there are moments when the instincts or intuition kicks in. As I said, it speaks with this silent voice. It doesn't usually repeat itself. And it's better if you go with it, if you follow it. It just pays off. And it keeps you healthy. And also, if you don't, you suffer in different ways, but you also can easily suffer physically. Since this is your inner authority, if it is, it's also typically one of the first things that you were distracted from, where you were conditioned. And the conditioning typically takes away from us that which is the most crucial for us, this connection with our self, this grounding within our being. And so since, you know, if you have a splenic inner authority, since, you know, that is so much about being spontaneous, probably the conditioning is, for you, typically the conditioning here is that you're not spontaneous. So the challenge, the task, which perhaps has already happened for you or is happening now, is to reconnect with your spontaneity, you know, to be correctly spontaneous based on, you know, also your strategy. The strategy is designed to allow you to get to your inner authority, to, you know, if you wait to be invited and then you're spontaneously accepting or rejecting the invitation, that's how you can be spontaneous there. So if it's challenging for you to be spontaneous, discover ways of how you can be spontaneous. You can do a lot of things with the body. Somebody likes to go to some intuitive dance, not a dance which has a prescribed set of figures that you need to follow, but just this freestyle dancing. You know, there is a style of dance which is called five rhythm dance, which is really good for that actually. Or different other things you can do physically with your body to get yourself more into body, to allow your body to be spontaneous. Even if you can't be spontaneous at work, maybe you can be spontaneous at home. If you can't be spontaneous at home either, well, perhaps you can be spontaneous on your way from home to work or from work to home. You know, just expand it gradually. It's important for you to take risks and to be spontaneous so that you can be following this voice of truth within, which takes you exactly to where you need to be, when you need to be there. So, you know, the challenge, part of the challenge here is that you don't get an explanation. You know, you don't get an email telling you why you shouldn't get on that train. It's just your intuition. You shouldn't get on that plane. You shouldn't talk to that person. And if you do it, then you'll find out later why you weren't supposed to do that. But it's too late, typically. I mean, if you don't follow this guidance immediately, the opportunity is gone. It's gone. That's why it needs to be spontaneous. You know, you if you miss it, if you don't pay enough attention, then the situation changes and you can't even remember. Typically the mind kicks in and, you know, 1 minute later you don't even remember what was the first spontaneous or intuitive hit and what was the subsequent thought about it, because then you get into your mind and think about it, and it's just, and even if you remember, the situation may have already changed. This is really so much rooted in the present moment. So for you to be rooted in the present moment is the key, to be spontaneous, correctly spontaneous, you know, while respecting the strategy of your type and following this guidance from your splenic inner authority. So that's it for the splenic inner authority, and bye for now.